Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Random. I'm Kevin.
I'm Lyle.
And it is just the end of May. It's the last day of May as we record this.
Mm-hmm.
And summer still hasn't gotten here to the upper eastern shore of the United States.
Pretty chilly.
A little bit chilly.
Well, today was nice.
You know what? I'm not going to complain. You know, I like spring. Yeah. I don't mind wearing a hoodie, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's June, but who cares? It's the weather.
Yeah, well. Yeah, had a nice barbecue on Memorial Day Sunday under a canopy while it rained all around us.
I had one on Monday under a tent as it rained.
It's like, hey, thanks. Appreciate the rain there, their Mother Nature, whatever. So
well said, Kevin.
Thank you. So as we record this, we're just a couple days after Tiger Woods being arrested by police for a DUI. It turns out he had no alcohol in his breath. And he was asleep in a car, so presumably he drove to that place. I haven't really gotten all the details on it, but it made me wonder. Do you have actually more details than
that? I read articles. I don't know how accurate they are. You know what I mean? But I read that, according to police, they asked him where he was going, and he was like, well, I'm driving from L.A. to, you know, I don't know, Santa Monica or something. And they were like, sir, you're in Florida. You know,
oh, wow.
So
he wasn't actually driving, right? He was asleep in a car that was on the side of the road.
In the car, but apparently it was running. So
yeah. And apparently there was the driver's side tires were flat.
Yeah, both sides. Both tires were flat.
Yeah, and there was damage to the front and rear bumper. So obviously he had been knocking into shit along the way.
Now, the dash cam video has been released, Kevin.
Oh, really?
So you can
go and see this.
Yeah, you can go and see that. It's on TMZ. Anybody wants to see it. The cops did release it. And so it was pretty crazy. But he was he was about 8 miles from his house in Jupiter, Florida, and disoriented as he believed he was in Los Angeles driving towards Orange County. He says it's an unexpected reaction to prescription meds. Totally possible. He's never going to live that mugshot down. That's never going away.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, dude. There's only been a couple of dudes and people, dudes or women, who actually come across looking all right in a mugshot.
Dude,
right?
Nick Nolte's might be the worst ever. Do you remember that?
I do. He had the bad Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah,
and his hair
he looks
was
like
all askew.
Total meth head. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, oh, absolutely awful. But you know, there was it was 4 or 5 years ago that there was a guy who he was like a ridiculously photogenic prisoner. And like, you know, it went viral. And this guy was like, oh, my God, he's so good looking.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's like the best mugshot ever. Nobody takes a good mugshot.
Might be internet rumors, but I believe that dude got a gig out of it. Got a modeling gig.
Maybe, but I also, you know, read that he went back to a life of crime because that modeling thing didn't really work out so well for him. But
totally possible.
It's the internet, so who knows if it's true. So, yeah. But really, you know, anybody's mugshot is going to suck. But Tiger looked, you know, eyes droopy, you know.
Pretty bad.
Looks like he had some work done on his hairline, you know, because he was really balding, but now it kind of looks like he's got it going on again.
It's real rough, dude.
If there's a dude who can't afford some hair transplant surgery, it's Tiger.
Yeah, I saw a meme.
And
it was
good
like,
for him, but
it was him. I saw a meme. It was him smirking, and it was like when you get arrested for a DUI, but then remember you're worth $700 million.
Yeah, it's like, but here's the thing, dude. You know what? And I always wonder about this when a football player or anybody really at this point is caught with a DUI. It's like, you know what? Uber is 7 minutes away.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have
dude,
to worry about calling a cab. Uber will come to you and give you a bottle of water as they take your ass home.
That's true. That's 100% true. But at the same time, you have to realize that, let's just put it this way, Kevin. Most of these people are idiots, right? They didn't get there because of their smarts.
Right.
You know? I mean, I'm not saying all athletes are idiots, but a lot of them are. And, you know, they do stupid stuff. A lot of them are also super young. Obviously, Tiger doesn't fall into that category, but I mean,
well past 40.
The fact that Tiger didn't have any alcohol in his system leads me to believe that he's probably closer to the truth on the prescription. Maybe he took too many of them and his, you know, stupor climbed into his car. Who knows?
You know? Yeah, or was fine when he got in his car and then the reaction and happened or whatever. But
right.
And you know what? If there's a dude who can bring a doctor forward, it's also Tiger.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, see, that's the thing. Rich people don't go to jail. They get in trouble. You know what? They pay a fine. They don't go to prison, man.
Yeah, you know, for me, you know, if I'm the cop and I see Tiger Woods on the side of the road with a, you know, slightly damaged car and a couple flat tires, and he's asleep behind the wheel and the car's off the road, and he blows a 0.0, and he's obviously not been drinking, but he's like, you know, why can't you just give Tiger a pass? You know, say,
well, because would you give Billy Bob Joe Schmuck a pass?
I don't know, but Billy Bob Joe Schmuck didn't win the Masters. You know what I mean? I'm
See,
saying.
But that's the whole point, is that they should be, justice is blind, right? It should be.
Yeah, dude, I know. But the reality of it should be, it's like, you know what, Tiger, I'm going to, you know, yeah, if you have Uber, let's get you an Uber and get you home. I'll have this towed. You know, take care of yourself from here on out. And you know what? Every now and again, the cop should give Billy, whatever the hell you said, should give him a break too, you know?
They should.
No harm, no foul in this one.
They should, but the reality of it is that unless you're uber duber rich, right? And Tiger falls in that category. So, pretty much cops pretty much arrest people consistently. Now, when they are executing that arrest, they're not even remotely consistent, right? So, if you're a poorer person, you'll get your ass kicked quick. Whereas if you're Tiger, they're not kicking your ass because they know it's going to be all over the, you know, the news.
Yeah, so, it's going to be high profile. Yeah,
it's going to be a big deal. But that's the other thing, though, is that if you arrest a high profile person, it boosts your career. So it's good for them, you know?
I guess so. I mean, the whole idea is that I didn't give Tiger Woods a break, you know, just because blah, blah, blah. So I guess it can boost your career. I don't know. I just got to figure that, you know, maybe Tiger and anybody in this situation, you know, let's bring the humanity into it and go, okay, well, obviously something happened here that shouldn't have happened. So, you know, no need to bring charges and all that kind of stuff and arrest people. I don't know. It just seems to me it's like, you know, there's like a zero tolerance thing. And, you know, obviously if he was caught driving down the road in this condition, yeah, you pull him over and you take him to jail like you should. But, you know, obviously Tiger at the time knew something was wrong and got off to the side of the road. I don't know. I mean, obviously, if there was an issue where he hit another car or something like that, then it kind of ratchets it up a bit. I don't know, dude. It just seems to me like, you know, a break could have been cut here in this situation. Tiger or no Tiger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, Ben, but I mean,
I'm just trying to bank a little karma, dude, because you never know.
No, the breaks come, though. They just usually come post-arrest. I mean, friggin', what was Bruce Jenner at the time, you know, killed a woman, you know, driving recklessly. Rumors are that, you know, a cell phone might have been involved, some texting might have been involved. Now that it was fair, it wasn't even charged. Was not even charged, man. You know, killed an old lady. Or wow. An older lady. Yeah. Yeah, this was right before she came out and all that stuff.
Yeah, this was like 2 or 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, it was a couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, this, you know, Matthew Broderick, who was Ferris Bueller, when I think he was doing stage work or something over in Britain, also got in a wreck where, like, I think a woman and her daughter were killed, and he, you know, was basically cut loose on it. You know, so...
Well, sometimes there are just accidents, too. So let's not, you know, condemn everybody that gets into an accident. Sometimes it just happens, you know. But
right.
Still, yeah. I mean, but really, Tiger, I mean, he's had an up and down career with that, you know, him falling. And by the way, the whole topic of this is not Tiger Woods. It's about people falling from grace.
Right. You know, but the thing, you know, the thing that brought this to our attention and maybe do this show was the Tiger thing. And, you know, and some of my friends on Facebook are saying, of course, they're going after him and, you know, taking him on and attacking him because the fact that he's a black dude.
Yeah.
And I disagree with that. I don't think it's racial. I think it's celebrity.
I think it can be racial, even if there is celebrity involved. I don't think that's the case with Tiger Woods. Besides, during the race draft on the Chappelle show, white people drafted Tiger Woods. So,
did they?
Yeah, man.
No.
Did the black dudes drafted?
Black people. Yeah, because remember Dave Chappelle asked Tiger Woods walked up and said, "Faux shizzle." I've always wanted to say that.
That's right. I totally forgot about that. What a great show that was, man.
I miss Chappelle, dude.
I miss it so much. His Netflix show, his specials were fantastic.
I only saw one of them. I have to see the other one first.
Oh, my God. He has not lost a step. But anyway.
Yeah, perfect.
Anyway, though, but along those lines, like that topic, I think it's funny, and I think this is something else we should explore during this episode, if you don't mind.
All right.
There's a limit to what an artist or an athlete or a celebrity can do to where we just have to turn our backs on after that, right? So, like, a lot of people watch Woody Allen movies and like them, even though he did some pretty shady stuff in marrying his stepdaughter. That's pretty weird.
But yeah.
People are able to look past it and go, well, they're still together and, you know, he's an old man now and he makes great movies. So they separate the art from the artist, which I respect. Go for it. I cheered for Michael Vick,
even though I thought what he did
was despicable.
Right. But when it comes to Woody Allen, though, the thing is that, you know, there was some, obviously it started out in a very creepy way. But like you said, they're still together. She's a grown ass woman now, and she has no issues with it. So you go, okay, well, it started out weird.
It's still pretty weird.
It started out weird, but you know what? I guess that was meant to be, because here it is. And now the whole Roman Polanski thing.
Yeah,
I still find it weird that he can't come back to the United States because of that, right?
Right.
But. Now I don't want to get political here, but it kind of is. But it strikes me as odd that people who are always talking about women's rights will ignore the fact that he was charged with statutory rape.
Yep.
And go to Europe to be in his movies.
Yep.
But they, you know, when they're here, they're like, "Oh, women's rights. You know, you got to take care of, any woman that's accused of somebody of rape needs to be heard." But we'll go work with this guy who was accused of rape. That kind of strikes me
as not just accused of rape, he's accused of drugging and raping a child.
Yeah, it's even worse than just statutory rape.
Pretty horrendous, man.
It's awful. It's terrible.
Yeah, but
and the woman who was a girl at the time is, you know, it hasn't forgiven him. She's like, "It was terrible. It was an awful thing, and it changed my life for the worse."
Right.
You
know? Right.
But it doesn't seem to matter because he's a brilliant director. So, hey, you know, we can look past that. Roman's fantastic.
I'll tell you, man, I got to be honest. So, again, I do not at all, obviously, condone anything that dude did. But, dude, that movie, The Ninth Gate with Johnny Depp, is one of my favorite movies, dude. Have you ever watched that movie?
Is it a horror movie?
Not really, no. It's about a dude who finds books that are allegedly written by Satan or something. It's pretty crazy, man. Yeah, it's deep.
Crazy. Yeah, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah. The guy's a great director. But at the same... So I'm able to separate the art from the artist there. I mean, I think he's a scumbag, but I'll watch that movie and enjoy it. And again, I did it with Michael Vick, but I got to be honest with you, Bill Cosby's kind of dead to me.
You know what? You know,
I just can't.
The thing is... a lot of women have accused him of doing what he did with, you know, drugging them and then and then raping them. If it was a couple of people, I might go, okay, well, one person's accusing him of it and a second person just wants to get on the news.
It's like 50 or 60 now.
Yeah, there's dozens of them, you know? So, you know, and he's in court right now behind this, right? So, you know, the other 60 or 59 or whatever it is may not get their day in court, but I have to imagine that you know, all that
lot.
Evidence is...
It's an awful lot.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and you can't really... The thing that really kills Cosby is his whole message was about clean, good, like, nice, honorable, whatever. Like,
yeah, the moral character. Fat Albert and the kids.
The moral, the moral character of a person. And here he is drugging and raping people. And it makes me wonder, is everybody just a scumbag and they're just closeted about it? Like, is everyone just a scumbag?
And you know what, dude? A lot of them. I would say,
like a lot
of them probably are.
Yeah. How can you do that and not be a sociopath, basically?
You have to be. And right? You know what the thing about him is, apparently it's been going on since like the 60s.
Decades, dude. Like, yeah, decades. But he's Bill Cosby, you know. God, man, I don't know. I mean, he was the moral compass for a generation with the freaking Cosby Show.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, but the thing about him, though, is that really, you know, his career was basically over. But he was still held up on a pedestal.
Without a doubt, one of the greatest stand-up comedians of all time. It's not even close.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, I listened to his records when I was a kid, you know, along with Pryor and Carlin and those guys.
Right.
And he always worked clean, Lyle.
He did work clean. Remember, and Eddie Murphy had a bit about how he called him. Was that in Raw or was that in...
I think that was in Delirious.
I think it was in Delirious, too.
Richard Pryor's like, tell Bill I said I have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's right. man, Pryor was hilarious. There's a dude who had a fall, too. Whew, that whole burning his hair off thing. I guess it doesn't matter really for a comedian, unless you're like raping and murdering people. You could do a lot of dumb stuff as a comedian and get away with it. Because look at Artie Lang. He's a total mess. Guy tried to kill himself by drinking bleach and he stabbed himself in the stomach like 18 times or something.
But his stomach is so large he never reached any internal organs.
Yeah, he didn't hit anything. I mean, the guy's a total degenerate. I hear that Norm MacDonald is like the worst degenerate gambler ever.
Yeah. You know, but that kind of makes sense. But you know what I bet he's fun as hell to stand next to while he's throwing those bones, right?
It's got to be crazy, yeah. It's got to be, you know. Artie was describing it one time on Joe Rogan's podcast, the thrill that he gets of it. And they were doing some kind of bet. Him and Norm were doing some kind of bet on basketball games where it was called a lightning bet. So they put $2,000 on a team to win, right? And they got to cover the spread, obviously, right? So, but they put it on the over-under.
Uh-huh.
So they put it on the over. So once they hit the over, okay, every basket that hit was $2,000. Anything from the field was $2,000. Any three was $4,000. Right? So every basket scored by either team is $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Like they're just clocking cash. He said there is no feeling like it in the world. It probably is like that. But see, the thing is, dude, none of us are crazy enough to do that because if you lose by X amount of points, you got to pay that money too.
Right. If you know, for every, you know, if you're 10 points under, I guess you have to figure that
it's going to be $20,000 or so.
$20,000 under, yeah.
Yeah, that can hurt you real bad. So, and none of us are crazy enough to do that. I bet it is a good feeling. But, you know, but I think the comedians, in large part, get a pass, dude. You know, they do a lot of crazy stuff.
I think comedians get a pass with that because, you know, it's that angst that drives them to be funny like that. The desire for acceptance brings them to that. Dude, musicians also get the pass. Oh, he's in rehab again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, musicians get a pass for drugs and alcohol,
yeah,
DUIs.
All kinds of crazy stuff, man. Can you imagine if statutory rape was a thing when Motley Crue was hype or Led Zeppelin? Like, come on, man. You cannot tell me that they were all 18. Come on.
I don't think anybody was checking IDs at the door.
No, they weren't, dude.
Yeah. But see, back then, though, these guys would get a pass. I mean, you know, nobody dragged those girls up to the hotel. You know what I mean? They went on their own. Now, that doesn't mean it's right.
That doesn't mean it's okay. But it wasn't really a thing back then like it is today.
So I think security kind of looked the other way. Like I said, nobody was checking IDs at the door. So you know, if you're...
They got away with a lot of stuff. That would
land I've heard you, stories. I've
that
read
would land
stories
you in,
what?
Like in hardcore prison today, you know, and I think that's the worst. Those are the worst ones, right? Those ones that involve kids. You're like, ugh.
Oh yeah, it's awful.
Jared from Subway. It's like, ugh, get out of here.
Well, that's a fall from grace, but it's not that big of a fall because it was Jared from Subway.
Well, I mean, it's not, but I mean, the guy had a family and. I don't know if he had a kid, but he was married, and I mean, clocking good cash. You know, I think he was worth either close to $1 million or just over $1 million. So, I mean, it's not like dude was hurting. You know what I mean?
So, right, but I'm saying it's not like the fall that you know, Tiger felt when he and his wife split up, and you know,
that was a fall. Those aren't even that big of a deal, though, when you think about it. Like, think about somebody like Mel Gibson, who's just known for hating Jews now. That's all he's known for. Nobody talks about Braveheart, right? They just talk about hating Jews. That's it. That's all he's known for, that big rant.
That big rant. I mean, you know what, though, dude? I mean, this last year, he directed an Oscar-worthy movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
again, as long as you don't, you know, as long as it's not something involved with kids and it's not something involved with murder or rape, right? Eventually, you'll be let back into the fold, okay? You know, like, you can use heroin and they'll still love you. You know, you get clean for a while. You know, lead singer Stone Temple Pilots. How many times did he come in and out of rehab?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Right. But he was still a fantastic singer, so people wanted him in their band, you know? They wanted him to record. They didn't necessarily want him on the road because that was bad news.
I mean, Mel Gibson can still do that, but he'll never be the star that he was. Like he's always going to have that on him, right?
Right. It'll always be part of the story.
Yeah. Just look at somebody like Kevin Costner, who was, and he didn't even do anything crazy. He just starred in a couple really shitty movies. You know, and
sometimes that's all it takes.
And Hollywood shunned him, dude. He was like the actor. Right? Dances with Wolves, man. Dude won an Academy Award. Like, I mean, he was no joke. He was the top dog. Then he was in Bodyguard.
Well, you know, getting to make out with Whitney Houston would you know, make you say yes to a bad script.
And then he was in Waterworld, which everybody trashed, which I actually kind of like, dude. I like sci-fi movies.
It wasn't so bad.
That. Yeah. And he starred in that movie, The Postman, too, which was also not...
It'll Postino.
Yeah, but I thought that was good too. I, you know, not good.
It was
but
a
watchable.
Mess, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a, you know, listen. But you got Keanu Reeves is still killing it, even though he's been in a ton of terrible movies, dude. Nicolas Cage, he's been
Nicolas is his own kind of crazy. I mean, you know,
that's true.
He named one of his kids Kal-El.
Yeah, man. Well, he likes comic books a lot.
Apparently he does.
Yeah, makes sense.
But, you know, he had trouble with the tax man, so he doesn't say no to any script that comes his way.
Dude, speaking of tax man, that Wesley Snipes. Ooh.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. You don't know about this?
Oh, yeah. He went to jail.
Yeah, he went to prison. You know, all because he met some moron who told him, hey, no, you don't got to pay taxes. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, there's a lot of... A lot of Hollywood types who, you know, like Bradley Cooper, has somehow decided that he doesn't need to take showers, that if you don't shower for long enough, your body will clean itself.
Yeah, people are weird, dude.
Yeah. Do you know who, I think his name is Terrence Howard, the guy who played Rhodey in the first Iron Man movie?
Yeah.
He thinks that one times one doesn't equal one.
Why would he say that?
You know what? I don't know. I read his explanation of it.
It's one time.
Yeah. But if you're multiplying, it can't just be one.
No,
so yeah, you're going to have to do your own research on this because I read his explanation. I'm like, this makes no sense.
It's like listening to Flat Earther, man. You're just like, what are you talking about, dude?
Well, Flat Earthers don't think that the Earth is actually a planet. So,
yeah, they got a lot of different... really bizarre explanations for all that stuff. But what's really crazy to me is how far the human mind can go to deny that stuff. And here's interesting, like along that point, they can go that way towards a celebrity too. Like if you're thinking about a Roman Polanski or like whoever it is, Bill Cosby's a really good example right now. People just like, I refuse to believe it. That's not true. When the evidence is there, right? Yeah, it's amazing to me how much the capacity for denial in human beings. So I think what we're getting to here early on in the podcast is that most people are monsters and they're also really dumb.
Well, I think that, you know, eventually, you know, the people who follow these people can be dumb. But you look at a guy like Chris Brown, right? I mean, you know, he had everything going for him. Then he just wailed on Rihanna, right? Dude's still putting out records. People still buy them.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, what kind of a monster is he, you know?
Well, the worst ones are the freaking evangelical preachers on TV. That got, there was a slew of them in the 80s that got busted. Remember, what was that dude's name? Yeah. Jim Baker?
Jim and Tammy Faye.
Jim and Tammy Faye. And what was that girl's name that ended up posing in Playboy something? What was her name?
Oh, you know what? Dude,
Jessica Hahn was her name.
Jessica
Boom, pulling deep, kid. He went to prison for fraud, defrauding people. He was like selling vacation homes that didn't exist.
Yeah. But you know what? She did some Playboy spreads, and I'm not going to lie to you. I had look, and I can understand.
Oh, yeah. She was on.
Maybe why he had his mind turned by her.
She was on Married with Children. I think a couple times she stayed on the Howard Stern show, you know, back in the day.
Right. Also dumber than a bag of hammers.
Oh, dude. Just super, super dumb, but definitely hot.
Oh, and you know what, dude? Sometimes it's all you need.
And who was the other dude? Jimmy Swaggart with hookers and cocaine?
Yeah. Well, you know, Jimmy Swaggart is Jerry Lee Lewis's cousin.
I know it. Yeah, I know it.
And also cousin with Merle Haggard, who was a country singer star back in the day. Not Merle Haggard, Mickey Gilley. Yeah. Had Gilley's bar down in Texas.
Wow.
Where they shot the John Travolta movie.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So they all grew up together, dude, and you know those guys were a little crazy.
Well, there's another one that really fell when he married his teenage cousin. It was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, I mean she was I think 13 at the time.
13 or 14.
I don't know, 18 or 19.
No, he was in his 20s, brother.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I'll effort it. I think he was 21 or 22.
But none of this came out until he went to Europe to play there, and people were like, "Well, who's this?" He's like, "Oh, this is my wife." And it's like, kind of young, isn't she?
Yeah.
You know, and he had to cancel the tour and slink back to the United States, you know, in shame.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm looking
at that. But again, you know what? People kind of forgave that, you know?
He like, never okay, got well, his career back, though. She was 13.
He didn't get it back as big.
She was 13 and he was 23. Come on, ooh, dude.
Do you know what? Ugh. If he was 33 and she was 23, it'd been all right. But you know what?
Yeah, when you but get a 13-year-old, that's a little kid, dude. That's not even 16 or 17, which, I mean, didn't Elvis marry? Wasn't she 14?
Who, Priscilla?
Yeah.
Nah, she was older than that.
Maybe she was 16. But you
know what? Now, I remember, you know, when I found out about this, because I got into music pretty early, like my early teens.
Yeah.
I was always been a music historian. Like, I was listening to the guys from the 50s, Elvis and Little Richard and, you know, Buddy Holly and those guys. So I kind of, you know, looked into this when I was a teenager and said to my father, who's from Texas, said, you know, I don't know if Jerry Lee Lewis is from Texas or not. I think he is. But so I was talking to my father about it, who is also from Texas. And I said, you know, why would he want to marry, number one, his cousin, and number two, somebody who's that young? And he said, you got to understand that Texas and other parts of the South, you know, when you're young like that, my father got married at like just barely 17.
Right.
To the woman he married before my mother. All right. So, and I think she was 15. So they started really young back then in the South. So it probably, you know, was a little weird to us, you know, when we heard about it, you know, later. But at the time, down there, probably not a whole lot of people thought it was that weird. Maybe a little bit weird, but, you know, not uncommon. Let's put it that way.
It still seems weird now. I guess that's...
Well, of course it does. It's, you know, it's 50, 60 years later, so...
Yeah.
And we're in the North where, you know, things are different, so...
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. It just seems so bizarre to me that would be accepted behavior, but that just might be, you know, my mindset because of the place I live in, and you know what I mean? Because it's not that
the fact
odd.
That you have daughters.
Yeah, it's really not that uncommon when you look back in history, and it's super not uncommon if you look around the world.
Yeah,
you know. So I don't know. Maybe it's just my American values Dudes,
your northern American values.
Sure. Okay. Dude, some of my favorites though are the politicians, man. The politicians that just totally blow up. Dude, obviously Anthony Weiner comes to mind recently. And it seems
he blows up over and over again. And I just read today that his wife took him back.
How many of these, is that true, really?
I read it today, so I don't know if it's actually true, but it's on the internet, so it has to be.
Who wants to live with a registered sex offender?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe he can lick his eyebrows or something.
Dude, and here's what's really bizarre. These people's dicks get them in so much trouble.
Well, that's like, pretty much how it goes.
Like, what are they doing? Why can't they control themselves? I don't understand this. What would possess you? So I'm a grown-ass man. Now, if I was, of the next generation, I probably would have a ton of dick pics that I send, because that's normal behavior.
For that
generation.
People in their 20s or whatever?
Whatever. Yeah, just that generation. Like, you know, dick pics are a normal thing. Okay? But I guess. But I'm a grown-ass man now. So I don't take dick pics. I don't send dick pics to anyone. If somebody asked me for one, I might even be offended. Well, no, I probably wouldn't be offended.
Depends on the asker.
Yeah. But at the same time, it would not occur to me to go, oh, okay, yeah, here's a picture of my dick. I would never do that. Right? Because fuck that. I'm not throwing that out there, dude. But how many of these people get in trouble? Dude, Brett Favre. Grown-ass man. You know, Anthony Weiner. It just is so common. And why are these people, it's me. Nobody cares about my dick pic at all. And I'm still paranoid to send one, right? I wouldn't want to do it. What makes these people who are super famous or have very important jobs, right, think that they can get away with sending dick pics?
Because I think the overconfidence level and the fact that the recipient would be so happy to have it, they wouldn't possibly go public.
As soon as you do that, right? And there's evidence that Weiner was played. Seriously, that chick set him up.
Weiner was played. Of course he was.
Yeah, and his name is Anthony Weiner. Come on. The jokes write themselves. But there's evidence that he was played, that girl convinced him to do it to damage him politically and his wife, and perhaps maybe even Hillary Clinton.
Well, it certainly dominated a couple of news cycles.
It sure did. Now, mm-hmm. Why would you give someone that much power over you? Anthony Weiner had already been caught before, was making a comeback. Right? Why would you go, okay, go ahead, blackmail me? Because that's what he's doing.
You know what, dude? It's the same reason why Artie and Norm played that over-under. Because it's the thrill of, I'm putting myself out there. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, and
that can be the only thing it is.
And then he finds out she's underage. Jesus Christ.
No.
Yeah, now you're in deep shit. Now you're not just, did you get in public in publicly embarrassed again, but now you're a criminal. You're a sex offender, you know, which is just, yeah, it's just crazy. And there's so many examples of that. Like these, my favorite are these super like Christian, anti-gay, like, politicians that get caught trying to suck dick in a bathroom somewhere. There is nothing better than that. How about that dude? Who just got busted recently. I forget where he was, but he got caught with a 17-year-old boy in a hotel room. Did you read that?
I didn't, but it reminds me of the old Hollywood thing that, you know, you don't want to ever get caught with a live boy or a dead girl.
A dead girl, yeah. Well, he did. He got caught with a 17-year-old boy.
Wow.
In a hotel room. State politician. Uber right-wing, anti-gay, anti-gay marriage, you know. And I guess we've been cussing in this episode, so I can say what he said. God, it's so gross. Apparently, the police have...
Do I even want to hear it, actually?
Apparently, the police have evidence that he stated to the kid, I want to fuck you in your boy pussy.
Reminds me of a Deuce Bigelow movie.
What is wrong with you, dude? Like, I get it. Just be a gay dude then, you know?
Well, see, that's the thing. In 2017...
Yeah, just go be gay.
You know...
With stuff like Grindr, you can find adults to bang.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, the thing is, in 2017... I guess depending on where you are, maybe if you're, you know, an Alabama or a Mississippi senator, it's not going to fly there so much as it will, say, in Connecticut, right?
Right.
So maybe, you know, you feel constrained by your surroundings, but still, there's other places you can go to get your freak on in that 100%, 100%.
Regard. 100%.
Yeah. So, you know, why do you have to solicit a 17-year-old boy or any... You know, yeah. Underage person.
Whether he knew or not is up for debate. It might, from what I read, it may have been like an online transaction, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But either way, if you're in that
fact of the matter is, dude, it doesn't matter. If the person's underage, there is no coming back from that. You're going to be registered, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. 100%.
So we're. Yeah, and you know what, that's a fall from grace, but you know what, that's generally a local thing. But when you're talking about a guy like, remember how big friggin' Hugh Grant was?
Oh yeah, dude. Again, his dick.
He was in, huh?
Again, it was his dick.
Yeah, oh yeah. He basically engaged in oral sex with a prostitute, and from what I understand, he was the one giving. Now, who is going to do that nasty thing?
Yeah, apparently. Some people love to get down there and, yeah.
I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, you know.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Dude,
that's plenty
probably
fun.
Probably the biggest politician whose dick just completely wrecked him was John Edwards.
Dude, John Edwards was bad. Well, it wasn't so bad that he had an affair, but didn't he use campaign money to try to hide it?
Yeah, he tried to hide, well, he used the money to even though he was found not guilty of doing that.
Of course. Again, super rich dude, not going to jail.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, and there are some people who can get away with being a drug user that are like an actor or whatever, like Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah.
was known for being, you know, totally unreliable as an actor. He'll disappear for days, that kind of thing. But eventually he got his shit together, and obviously Iron Man helped him come back. So now he's one of the biggest movie stars on the planet.
He's pretty big.
Look at a person like Lindsay Lohan, right?
Yep.
Who had a pretty good career going, was a cute girl, and, you know, had everything going for her, and then, dude, the drugs hit her, and she doesn't look like she used to.
Well, man, that's the thing about these child stars, man. Like, we all looked at them and thought, you know, maybe their lives are awesome, but it doesn't seem like it's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I have to imagine that, you know, there's pressures that, you know, schmucks like you and me don't understand, right?
Yeah, like, we've talked... like my wife and I have talked occasionally just like laughing about what it would be like to have like a child model or a child star or whatever. And, we agreed. We're like, there's no way we would do that to our kid. Like, I don't care how much money's involved. I just can't do it, guys. I mean, you know, I'm way more concerned about my kid's well-being. And like, if you ever watch those reality shows with the beauty pageant kids and all that stuff,
I haven't.
Good God, man. Oh, it's horrific, dude. And they dress them up like little prostitutes, basically. They put so much makeup on them, right? And they put them in these tiny little outfits, and then they send them out on stage to dance. It's like,
right.
What
and,
are you...
And they're 5 years old.
Yeah. It's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's the parent living vicariously through the child. I couldn't get this done. I wanted to be a star, and I didn't get there, so I'm going to shove my child out there.
Yeah.
And bringing it full circle back to Tiger Woods, I mean, you know, he was kind of like that with golf. He was, you know, 3 years old on the Merv Griffin show hitting golf balls.
I was just about to say, a lot of fathers end up doing that to their sons, right? They try to push them through sports and, you know, they're super hard on them and all that kind of stuff. If it's a mutually enjoyed activity, then fine, right? But if it anytime becomes a chore for the child, you're doing it wrong, right? Sports are supposed to be fun.
With boys, when the boys were growing up, you know, and it was coming around to time to sign up for football, I'd say to Robbie, do you want to play football again this year? He'd look at me like, what are you talking about? Of course I'm going to play football this year. I'm like, dude, I don't want to assume anything. Yep. You know, if you don't want to play football, you know, don't play just because you know I like football. Play yeah. because you want to play it. You know?
Yeah.
Now, would it have been great if, you know, one of my boys went to the NFL? Yeah, it would be fantastic. But, you know, that's not their dream. So that's fine, you know. And I think that's where a lot of people get disconnected with that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tiger's dad was like that.
I don't either.
You know, pushing him and all. But, you know, from what I understand, like, there are some kids who played tennis whose fathers were their coach and just, yeah. you know, ragged him and screamed at him. And it's like, after a while, dude, you know, I think Jennifer Capriati was a girl whose father coached her when she got to her early 20s. Is like, this is my chance to get the hell away.
Yeah,
deuces. I'm out.
Right. Yeah. Right. Oh, dude. Well, obviously, let's just get it out of the way. We have to mention OJ. So, OJ. But that's been played to death. But, dude, one of my favorite all-time falls is Tonya Harding, dude.
Yeah.
Remember her? The with Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then she did Playboy.
Well, I don't think she did Playboy, but I think
her
wedding night photos got released.
Maybe that's what it was. No, I think she was maybe I'll effort it. I thought she did an episode. Or
an
like
episode?
An issue? Yeah. An issue of Playboy. I could be wrong though.
Well, you know
what? I know she was in Playboy naked.
Right. I do remember seeing the stills, the photos released of her wedding night. And when the dress came off, there was not a whole lot to be impressed about.
Oh, yeah?
So it's possible that if she did a spread in Playboy, I just ignored it because I'd already seen what was, you know, what the deal was and didn't want to go back for a second try. So.
Yeah, there's no info on the Wikipedia page. So
for you youngsters out there, yeah. So Tonya Harding was a figure skater, Olympic-level figure skater, and there was a girl named Nancy Kerrigan who was also an Olympic-level figure skater. And Tonya figured that the only thing standing between her and stardom and gold medals and stuff was Nancy Kerrigan. So basically, Tonya Harding's husband, I think, got their bodyguard to take a baton, like one of those telescoping batons, and hit Nancy Kerrigan in the knee.
Yep.
and take her out so that she wouldn't be able to compete and Tonya could be the star of the show.
Well, it was for a spot on the Olympic team, right?
Well, I think they both made it, but I think it was more of a Nancy is better than me, I'm going to take her out.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember the full
details. Who knows the real motivation, but you know, I think it all came out in the end. But the thing is, it was poorly planned, you know, so I mean everybody saw the guy who did it. And everybody knew who the dude worked for.
Wasn't it her husband? Like,
it was her bodyguard.
I thought it was her husband or boyfriend or something. Okay, that's fine. Dude, have you seen pictures of her recently?
No.
Oh.
I do remember she went in and boxed somebody.
She did. She did. She did a celebrity boxing thing.
Who did she box?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
So let's have a look at Tonya Harding now.
Oh yeah, it's a little bit rough. You can just Google like Tonya Harding today, and you're like, whoa.
Do I want to do this?
I mean, she's not what she used to be. She used to be.
No, who is?
Yeah, ooh. Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, you're talking about 20 years ago, so.
Yeah, I mean, you'd put on a couple pounds, and okay, so I mean, you know, it's not like she's an ogre. And she's presentable enough looking human being.
I don't know. She's kind of an ogre. I got high standards though. This is the internet.
If you're just looking at pictures, you know, but, you know, a couple pictures down from her is Margot Robbie. So obviously there's a high standard to be kept here. But,
well, yeah, Margot Robbie's gorgeous. So who else? Yeah, that was a really good one.
Well, good in an abstract sort of way. It was a good fall.
Yeah, it's a funny story.
More recent, falls from grace. I mean, Ray Rice, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was a guy who...
Well, see, that's the problem nowadays is there's always video now.
Yeah.
I mean, he was actually doing okay before that video surfaced.
So the exterior elevator, when he's dragging her out,
God.
Bad enough. But when the interior video comes out, when you can see the punch, it's like, dude, he's done. And he had years of NFL...
Oh, yeah.
Know,
he was a star at the
viability
time.
Viability
left. He was a star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you know, years have passed now and nobody's even shown half an interest. in him.
Every once in a while, I read an article about him working out, and he's trying to make an NFL comeback. And I'm like, dude, it's not going to happen.
Here's the thing. I mean, in the 24-hour news cycle, and we talked about this on the other show that we do. I think maybe it was even this one. I don't know, about Colin Kaepernick and him not standing for the national anthem.
Right.
Part of the problem with him is that he's just not that good anymore. But, you know, another part of the problem is that, you know, it's going to be a media circus, whatever team signs him. Okay. And a lot of coaches don't want that distraction. A lot of front offices.
This is what we've talked about this on the Fantasy Football Guys before. If he was Tom Brady, they'd be signing him. Right.
Right.
So, right.
But for the skill level that you're getting, the side thing isn't worth it. So, for now, I mean, Ray Rice was good, but he wasn't that good. He wasn't Marshawn Lynch good, okay? He wasn't Michael Vick.
He was for a couple seasons there, man.
Right, but like the season before this incident, he wasn't that great.
He didn't have a great year. That's true.
Right. So imagine the firestorm for a team that would even have him in camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth the running back you're getting for the firestorm you'd put up
with. Again, though, if that video didn't surface... he probably would end up, you know, serving a suspension and playing. And dude, his wife was on his side going, no, he's sorry. It didn't matter.
Well, she also said, no, I brought it on myself.
Well, that's true, too, and that's really weird.
Who knows her motivations? I mean, maybe she thought she did, and there's that whole Stockholm Syndrome thing. Who knows? I mean, you know, but maybe she just, you know, wanted to... make sure that Ray got paid for a couple more years. Who knows her motivation?
Yeah, you really don't know. But I will say this. They were obviously having some sort of argument, right? And if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, right? And that's what happens. If you're doing dumb stuff, dumb stuff's going to happen back to you. Nothing's good is going to come of it.
I don't know, dude. Sage advice. My wife and I have gotten into some raucous damn fights, so I've never taken a swing, dude.
I'm not saying it's right. It's 100% incorrect, but I would guarantee you that that there were some shenanigans going on there before. He didn't just haul off and hit her, right? There was something going on. So who knows, man? And again, the guy's clearly a monster, right? And again, he's probably still like super dumb, too. So we're kind of going back to this whole, dude, that's Adrian Peterson, right? He might not be a monster, but he's obviously really dumb, beating the hell out of his kid with a switch.
Well, see, that kind of goes back to what you were talking about before. What a horrendous thing to do to your three-year-old child.
Yeah, I think it was three, yeah. Yeah, what?
Now, you know, when my kid was my kids were three, I'd give them a swat on the butt if they had it coming. But, dude, yeah. I would never hit them with an implement.
No.
Certainly not to the point of blood. Good God.
Oh, God. What?
And then put the kid on a plane. You know what I mean?
Dude, it's unbelievable.
But you know what? You know, he served a suspension. He's the best running back in the league.
That's why. If he was Ray Rice, he would have been banned. And especially if there would have been a video.
Well, see, that's it. We never saw photos, obviously.
Right.
We never saw video of the beating. I mean,
yeah.
You know, when you have video evidence of something, it's kind of hard to ignore it.
Well, and the Ray Rice thing was especially brutal too. Like it wasn't just a like a jab. He hauled off and sucker punched her.
Yeah, that was a vicious right.
It
hook.
Was a very very bad punch.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know, man. And there's so many of them in sports, man. Aaron Hernandez, obviously. But remember Ray Carruth?
Ray Carruth, yep.
Do you remember?
Contracted his wife to be killed, right?
Yeah, you know why? Do you remember why?
Because she was pregnant?
She was pregnant and refused to have an abortion. Now, what kind of a monster does that?
Yeah, because you're not just killing your girlfriend. You're actually killing your child as well.
I think it was his wife. I think he was married.
I do believe so, yeah.
I don't remember. But good God. Like, what? Like, yeah. Bizarre, bizarre stuff, man.
So other athletes, you brought up Hernandez. Obviously, he had other things going on. But Oscar Pistorius, dude, the Blade Runner. In the 2012 London Olympics, he earned gold medals in the Paralympic Games, right? Apparently, he shot his girlfriend through a door from a bathroom.
He claimed that there was an an intruder. He thought it was an intruder. Now, what's really bizarre is he was initially acquitted, right? But then he then got later convicted of some kind of, I don't know, man, whatever kind of manslaughter they have over there. And I think he got sentenced to like 5 or 6 years or something. But that's pretty suspicious, man.
Yeah, there's things going on there that we're never going to know about. Yeah, that's weird. Well, we talked about Lance Armstrong last episode about the PEDs, and that was a pretty big fall from grace.
It was as big as they come, brother. It's as big as they come. That dude made people think about cycling
in a positive way.
Yeah, like we would never talk about cycling. Do you know the second best cycler in the world?
No.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like running. You know what I mean? Everybody knew, Ben Johnson was a real good one, right? Because when he beat Carl Lewis. And, dude, what was funny is you see all these Olympic sprinters, right? Back in the day, Ben Johnson was jacked, Tommy. He was jacked. Oh, yeah. He looked like a bodybuilder, man. He looked like a linebacker.
Right. You look at Usain Bolt, obviously toned, but not jacked.
No. So it was pretty obvious. Something was going on there, but so it was him and Carl Lewis. I can't name another guy from that era, and
not so much, dude. It's track. I mean, we care about track every 4 years,
right?
You know,
yeah. Right now,
when was the last time you watched, you know, skiing on TV? You know,
yeah.
I'll watch the hell out of some skiing every 4 years.
Yep, but Olympic,
they have a world championship every year. I never see it.
You know? I know. Yeah.
Here's another big one. This was actually closer to home for you and me because of where we live is Joe Paterno.
Joe Pa's a bad one. That's the one that really bums me out.
Yeah, it is. I mean, 45 years coaching at Penn State, really was, you know, highly respected by everybody. But the whole thing with
probably top three college coaches of all time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, longevity and winning will do that for you. Yeah. And obviously, you're not going to be there that long unless you win. So. I mean, you know, Penn State football was Joe Pa, right?
It was Joe Pa.
But the whole thing with Jerry Sandusky and you know, him ignoring it, which, you know, certainly made him culpable.
He didn't ignore it. He just didn't do enough with the information. He brought it forward and reported it as he was supposed to. But he did not go to the
police. There was evidence that he kind of, you know, should have known before the thing that everybody found out about.
Well, all I know is
that was the problem.
He did report it to the university officials, which is what he's supposed to do. He's not supposed to obviously put the college on blast, right? They're supposed to figure out what they can do in terms of damage control, and then they're supposed to bring it forward, you know, to the police or whatever. They didn't do that. He should have done more.
But you certainly don't allow the guy to continue to run that program.
Hell no.
At your facility.
No,
and that's what did him in.
Yeah.
So he passed away from lung cancer shortly after he got fired. And it's brutal. And, you know, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it, but it's brutal that it happened.
I don't know how I feel about that one, man. Because I don't think Joe Paterno was a monster, but Sandusky clearly was.
Oh, absolutely. And remains a monster.
Yeah.
And then you got, talking about the better an athlete you are, the less issue you have with your fall. Ben Roethlisberger, dude.
Yeah.
So, you know, he basically had it all. He was a 2-time Super Bowl champ, and he had the sexual assault allegation in 2008.
Yep.
Right? So, and you know, I'm taking this from memory, but allegedly he kind of cornered a woman in a bathroom in a bar and had a friend act as a lookout while he tried to have his way with her. Never got charged.
Mm.
As far as I know, he really didn't even get suspended.
Mm.
Weird. How does that happen?
I don't know, dude. I mean, again, I guess you're just too famous.
I guess.
You know?
You can still throw a football. People are going to
look
the other way.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league, and he'll be in the Hall of Fame someday.
Yeah.
I mean, look what happened to... come on. How can I not remember his name? Oh, man. This is going to kill me.
Well, give me a hint. I'll help you out, maybe.
Number 88 played for the Dallas Cowboys. How do I not know this? Dude?
Irvin. Michael
Irvin. Good God.
Well, Hooters and Coke in a hotel room.
Yeah. Yeah. Guess what? Guy's super famous, man. Doesn't matter. He can get fired from ESPN. and then pick up another job. Like
he's at NFL Network.
Yeah. Well, he was on ESPN, though.
But look at Warren Sapp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He did not kind of the same thing, but he had a prostitute in, and she allegedly tried to take money, so he hit her and you know, that sort of thing. And next thing you know, he's ousted from the NFL Network. The difference is that Irvin stuff happened in the 90s. Sapp stuff happened in the 2010s. Big difference. It's amazing what time will do. Things are a little bit different.
And I think the personality has something to do with it too, man, because Charlie Sheen can get away with anything, basically.
Yeah, it's you kind of expect it from him, dude.
I guess so.
It's like if Gary Busey, or however you want to pronounce his name.
Busey.
When he does something a little wacky, it's like, that's just Gary being Gary, you know?
Dude, do you remember that reality show he was on? Oh, my God. He was such a disaster.
But, dude, that's what I'm saying. If he wasn't a disaster, it would not have been a show.
Oh, my God. I have to go back and watch that. He was such a disaster.
It was beautiful. It was poetic in its awfulness.
Mm.
And you know, that kind of brings us to the main point. It's like, you know, these celebrities, these sports stars, these rock stars, whatever, wouldn't be able to, quote unquote, fall from grace, even if it's just a little bit, if there wasn't this huge obsession, and not just the United States, but globally, with celebrities.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I you know, I often joke with Jess about this, because I'm always like, you know, you're hanging out with somebody who's famous, right? Like, you know what I mean? Because we got the podcast and all that kind of stuff. But the reality of it is, every time we've interacted with somebody that wasn't a close friend of the show, not like, you know, Brian Lyon.
Like Mike. Or
Mike, right. The guys that we came to know well. Just people that just wanted to meet up with us, it was always awkward every single time. It's super weird.
Right.
It's happened, I don't know, 4 times, Kevin, something like that. Not a lot. I couldn't imagine if that was a daily occurrence for me. I would be mortified. And dude, imagine if you're Tom Brady. You can't even go to the grocery store. Like you can't have a normal life. You can't do normal stuff.
But
like,
the good news is, if you're Tom Brady, you got somebody who can go to the store for you.
But Rogan was saying the other day, like, that he's at a level of celebrity where it's not crazy. Like, people aren't going crazy for him. Right? People go, oh, hey, I love you, Joe. And that's about it. And sometimes he's with his kids. He's like, look, I can't hang out with you. I'm with my kids. And people are usually really respectful.
Right.
He said, so when he wants to go to a movie, he just, you know, goes to a movie. He goes to a movie theater and buys popcorn and sits down and watches the movie. Nobody bothers him. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, Tom Brady could never do that. He could never do that. And unless it's a super highfalutin restaurant, he can't even... Like, he can't go to, not that he would, but he can't go to, like, In-N-Out Burger and have a cheeseburger, you know, with his kids or something. He can't do that.
He could drive through.
There'd be a line. I know, right?
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, I think, you know, his fame is equal to the bright light of his wife's fame as well.
Well, that's true.
Even if he was just Joe Schmo, people would be walking up to talk to her. But,
sure.
You know, you talk about a power couple, for God's sake.
I mean,
they pretty much define it.
So I
would have to imagine that there are places he can go in New York and LA, because people there are so used to seeing people of that stature that it's commonplace. You know, you look over and, hey, look, there's Angelina Jolie having a drink with blah blah. You know, it's like, okay, you look and you know maybe, you know, kind of take a picture or something, but I very seriously doubt that there's a whole lot of bothering going on at Nobu in New York. You know,
I've actually been there. I actually had, I had dinner there once.
How was it?
It was amazing, but it was ridiculously expensive.
Oh yeah, but you were on an expense account, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't
best sushi you've ever had.
I don't know if it was the best sushi I've ever had, but it was the best overall. Like, because I mean, Harry Mexicans at. Wow, that sounded really racist. It's a sushi roll. the Harry Mexican at Mickey Moto's is as delicious as it comes, right? It's a very good sushi roll. So,
right.
But yeah, it was very good. And they had these raw oyster shooters. So they take a raw oyster and put it in a shot glass with some Tabasco and some other stuff.
Vodka, right.
No liquor. Just the raw oyster. Oh my God, dude. They were so good. But then we found out they were $20 a piece.
Ooh,
and we're just slamming them, you know. We spent $5,000 or $6,000 there on four people.
Oh, how many of you?
Yeah, four of us.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy expensive. I think it was over five. It was less than six, though. I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
it was definitely,
wow.
It's definitely over five. I don't remember the exact.
Over 6,000 for four of you would have been ridiculous.
That's just crazy, Kevin. Well, we were drinking sake, and we got what's called omakase, where they just keep making you pieces individually, and they watch how you eat it. Like, the chef will be spying on you from the back of the room, and then he'll make you another piece based on, you know, the feedback that he thought he got from you. And they just make you piece after piece after piece until you say, all right, I'm full.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's no, it just keeps coming. Man, that monkfish liver, good God. Yeah, anyway, it was fantastic, but ridiculously priced. Anyway, we can't escape this entire conversation without mentioning, and the fall is not complete yet, but I think it's coming, Donald Trump. Because if you remember, before he got all crazy political, he was pretty popular. I mean, he's still pretty popular.
He was.
But
he was.
But he was the quirky reality TV real estate rich guy, and rappers used to sing about him. Yeah, I'm going to have money like Trump, and you know what I mean?
Sure.
He was that dude. He was kind of a, I don't want to say lovable, but a likable.
Well, he was a caricature.
Right.
He was a caricature of the New York rich tycoon real estate guy.
Yeah. And now
you're fired, all that kind of stuff.
And now you either love him or you absolutely despise him. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't do reality TV. I have never watched The Apprentice. Right?
Nor have I.
So Trump was really a non-figure to me until he started getting super political about two or three years ago, 4 years ago. You know, I just didn't even think about him. You know, I know who he was.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'd see him every once in a while on the news or TV or something, but I didn't even think about him. And now, just the news is dominated with him every day. It's almost all negative. And you either are in, you know, what appears to be a minority who really, really likes him, and then everybody else is either, or I hate you.
Well, you know what? I think it's still along the same lines as it was before the election. I think, you know, his approval ratings hovering somewhere in the mid to upper 40s, depending on who you look at. The thing is that if you look at the media, and you look at, you know, what's happening on TV and, you know, late night comedy shows, it's all negative. So you would have to think everybody hates this guy. Mm-hmm. But then you look at the polls and he's got a 47% approval rating.
Yeah.
So not everybody hates.
Not everybody hates
it's
him.
Just,
I think
right,
that the majority of the people either are indifferent at this point or hate him. I think that's the majority. The people.
Well, I think there's also some of the people who may have voted for him or did vote for him are disappointed because he's not getting the stuff done that he said he was going to. And I think that's where some of the disapproval comes in. The rest of it's just that, you know, he's a train wreck.
Did you see the tweet last night that exploded the internet? You had to have.
I didn't see the tweet, but I saw the flash after and continues.
I made the mistake of waking up at 2:00 in the morning. And just checked my phone, and my Twitter was blowing up, and I was like, what is going on? Yeah, I ended up staying up for like 2.5 hours reading all about Cafefegate.
Well, you know, and that's probably a show for, you know, we could probably do 10
we
shows
could.
On the dude.
It's
but
just with the
guy. Here's the thing, and I said this before, it's like if everything the guy does is blown to the biggest possible proportion, then the important things that should be kind of get lost in that shuffle.
They do. Maybe that's by design.
You know?
Maybe that's by design. But at the same time, it'd be brilliant if it was by design because people are going to jump all over that stuff. But at the same time, politics aside, can we just agree that his tweets are a disaster? Can you please stop tweeting? He makes himself look really, really dumb.
Well, coming down here, before I came down, I said to my wife, I said, you know what? It's his opinion that the only way that his people, whoever they may be, the only way they're going to get the news from him is if he tweets it. And, you know, if he thinks that, fine, go ahead and tweet. That's what it's there for.
Yeah,
but he should.
See, this is
he
where he needs to be
them.
A politician. And this is where.
Let me get to the end.
Yeah.
He should write them and give them to somebody else to vet and then tweet because it should not
that's
be coming
right
out of his head.
That's right.
It just should not.
Yeah, he can't be sitting in the dark somewhere with a box of donuts next to him and just tweeting all he wants. That's just he's not a politician, dude. And that might have won him the election, but it's different when you're running for president than it is actually being president.
Like, campaigning is much different than governing. Absolutely.
It's way easier.
Right.
So, but anyway, I think that there's a fall coming there too. We'll see how far it goes. But I mean, even now, even if he, you know, nothing happened for the rest of his term and he's served 4 or 8 years or whatever it is, I still don't ever think he would get back that celebrity status that he had prior to getting heavily involved in politics. I just think that, you know, there's going to be a segment of the population that always hates him now that probably would have been mostly indifferent. Or might have even liked him had he not been involved in politics.
Well, you, like you said, I think there would have been a level of indifference. Like, yeah, there's Donald Trump. Yeah, he looks awful.
That's where,
like,
I was. I didn't care. Yeah. I didn't care anything
right,
about Donald
Trump. Honestly, dude, I think that any Republican that would have won would have been treated poorly by the media and by everybody.
Dude,
but
you're getting that conspiracy stuff now. You're crazy.
But wait, hang on. A Republican would have been treated poorly. That's just the way it works. You know, everybody understands that. But the fact that he is his own worst enemy just makes it that much worse.
It's just, it's phenomenal. A phenomenal level of...
It is a daily, it's like, what's going to happen today?
Yeah, I mean, you just can't, I couldn't even sleep last night because of it. It just was so funny, I couldn't stop laughing.
Now, I don't know what kind of fall you're anticipating. I don't see him resigning. I don't see him being impeached.
It depends on what happens with this Russia stuff. I honestly hope that there was nothing, there's no shenanigans, right? But now you got the former FBI director who he fired, who's going to testify. You can like Comey, you can hate him. I personally think he's a snake, but you don't treat snakes that way. This is why he's a bad politician, right? He's got to be smarter than this. Yeah. You fire a guy.
Well, he should have fired him the first couple days he was
there.
Sure,
there you go.
Honestly.
But now right. Word is that Comey's going to come testify that Trump tried to influence him in shutting that down. And whether he's guilty or not in the Russia thing, that can be construed as obstruction of justice.
Right.
And that's going to be a just giant windfall of negativity.
I'll tell you why that's not going to happen, because if Comey does come out and say that Trump tried to influence him, he's actually admitting to contempt of Congress, because weeks before his firing, he was testifying. It may not be contempt of Congress, but it would at least be contempt of court. He said it would be terrible if somebody tried to obstruct justice in the way of trying to get me to drop an investigation. He said, that has not happened with me in this position.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I think he's going to say it.
What's that?
I think the exact opposite. I think he's going to say it.
Well, no, he's already said what I just said. He said that in court or in Congress.
What I'm saying is I think that next week, and we're getting way off topic here, but I think I think that next week, or whenever he testifies, he's going to 100% throw Trump under the bus and go, yeah, I think he tried to influence me. I believe it with my heart, because I think the guy's a snake.
So he's going to admit to perjury and contempt of court slash Congress.
Not really perjury. I mean, we can get into the specifics of that.
Dude, lying in court is the definition of perjury.
Yeah, but when you're in that position of power, you can just say, you know, at that time, I didn't feel that way, or at that time, we were investigating it, so I couldn't really talk about it, and I didn't want to tip anybody off. Dude, Comey's not going to jail. None of these people ever get indicted for anything.
Yeah.
So what do they care?
You know what, dude? Actually, months have gone by, and everybody who has a stake in seeing Trump impeached or whatever has been digging and digging and digging as hard as they can. And they found no proof so far.
Yeah, you're starting to make me mad. Because
it's just not there. They haven't found
there's
it.
There's lots
if
of fucking evidence.
If they found it, you'd have seen it by
there
now.
There's an ongoing investigation. And again, I really hope it's not true, but there are lots of fucking evidence. There's a ton of smoke, dude. This is not normal. This is not normal, dude.
Send me the links. I can't wait to see it.
Dude, it's everywhere. Just open up the New York Times.
I see opinion columns, and I go, well, this looked weird,
okay,
but that's not actual proof. I want to see the actual proof.
Yeah, all right. You're getting
I want to see it.
You're getting partisan, dude.
Dude, I'm not.
100% are.
Because you know what? It would be awful if it happened, and if it's true, he should be run out on a rail. I just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, well, there is no concrete evidence yet.
Exactly. Because, that's the point, dude.
Well, there's an ongoing investigation. There's people about to testify. They haven't. They
months.
Yeah, that's how these things work. How long did it take for Nixon?
A couple of months, dude.
It was forever.
It came out in the news, like, you know, news reports came out that this happened and the president knew and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, months later, I mean,
oh,
but this
crazy.
It came out in the news.
You've lost your mind. Listen, man, dude, I'm not saying
I lived it, dude. I was there for
I'm not saying that it happened, but there is lots of fucking evidence. I actually am not. I'm not sold on the fact that Trump knew anything about any of this, but 100% there were people in his campaign that were not working for him. 100%, dude.
Well, there's people in the White House right now that aren't working for him either, so it wouldn't surprise me.
You know, and I think they might have done some illegal shit. I think that's very possible. You know,
I wouldn't doubt it, dude. It's politics in America. Of course they did illegal shit.
Well, yeah, but when you start involving a foreign government, then it changes from just some weird shit in politics to like a whole other level. Yeah, I mean, and people are going to throw out, you know, the big terms, man. They hate him. So they're coming.
They
they're coming for him. So if anything is there.
If anything is there, we'll see it. And we would have seen it by now. And unless somebody comes out with
We wouldn't have seen it by now. No way. The FBI is an ongoing investigation. I mean, they're working on it. So they didn't drop it. Did they drop the investigation? No, there's
not dropped, dude. But you know, if Trump farts twice, it makes the news.
Come
if
on.
There's evidence of a collusion, it's in the news. Trust me. 24 hours later, it will be leaked, guaranteed.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you know, I would be like jaw droppingly shocked if actual taped or written evidence with a photo. Yeah, I would be shocked at this point because. You know, it's been ground to the nth degree, and like you said, there's smoke. I haven't seen evidence of fire. I hope it never comes out.
Jesus Christ, there is so much smoke, dude.
Well, you can't get impeached on smoke, dude.
He's not going to get impeached anyway. I don't think he's going to get impeached.
Well, you're talking about a fall. What kind of fall are you talking about?
I just think his presidency is always going to be mired in this controversy, and I think there will be hard evidence that comes out that proves. That shenanigans went on with Russia. I really do believe that. I really hope it doesn't happen because that would be a terrible fail for our democracy. But I think it's going to come about. Now, whether Trump knew anything about it or not, I don't know. But Manafort and
that's
Flynn.
That's a whole different issue if he doesn't know.
Like Flynn, dude, I think Flynn's guilty as hell. I really do.
Of what?
Of colluding with Russia.
To do what?
Well, all kinds of stuff. But, you know, I don't know if... hampering with the election is one thing, but 100% he was making deals.
To do what?
To drop sanctions.
Okay, that's a different show.
Yeah, it is.
We're way off topic.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, yeah, I don't know that there's going to be a fall, and I think whether he's in for four or
I
8 years or whatever,
there's already been a fall, dude. It's just not over yet. We'll see the extent of it. But his
it's not an unexpected fall. Did you really think he was just going to sail through and his agenda was going to be embraced by both sides?
I didn't think he would be this crazy once he became president. I really didn't.
Oh, I anticipated.
Yeah,
him.
I thought it
people
was,
were like, oh, he'll become more presidential.
Yeah, I thought
like,
it was. I really
absolutely
thought it,
not.
I thought it was mostly an act. Like I didn't really think. I thought he was just playing to his base. I thought once he got in office, he would be reasonable. But it turns out he's just fucking crazy.
He's the same dude I think he was 20 years ago.
Yeah, you might be right. You know, and what's really sad is that that Billy Bush character. So Trump has a tape that comes out where he's talking about grabbing by the pussy. That dude gets fired for laughing.
Yeah.
And Trump becomes president. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
Well, obviously,
like
the lesser of the two guys gets the boot, but the bigger of the two guys feels no pain.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. But, you know, such is American politics, I guess.
Yeah. All right, music's playing. We're out.
All right.
Enjoy the next couple of weeks. We'll be back in two to talk about something else completely random.
Yeah, hopefully not Trump.
All right, see ya.
Bitches, see ya.